This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Funding available for organic farmers and handlers through a national cost share program. The Illinois Department of Agriculture has been notified it'll receive $202,800 to reimburse producers and handlers who either obtain or renew their certification in a federal fiscal year that ends September 30th. The reimbursement covers 75% of the certification costs, up to a maximum of $750. The program recognizes four categories of certification: crops, wild crops, livestock, and processing and handling. The organic market is a rapidly growing niche, according to Ag Director Philip Nelson, and funding through this program helps producers expand product availability to Illinois and new markets. The funds will be distributed to eligible recipients in the order their application packets are returned. Operations must apply to the participating agency in the state in which they're located. In Illinois, that agency is the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Entities operating in more than one state should apply in the state where their federal tax returns are filed. Producers may apply for reimbursement even if they've received payments through the program in previous years. However, they may only apply for reimbursements once per certificate or certification category per year. The USDA reminds farmers to certify conservation compliance by a June 1st deadline. This is coming up very quickly. The Department of Agriculture reminds farmers to file a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification form with their local USDA service center by June 1st. The 2014 Farm Bill requires producers to have that form on file in order to remain eligible or to become eligible for crop insurance premium support. Many farmers already have a certification form on file since it's required for participating in most USDA programs, including marketing assistance loans, farm storage facility loans, and disaster assistance. However, farmers who only participate in the federal crop insurance program must now file a certification form to receive crop insurance premium support. These producers might include specialty crop farmers who may not participate in other USDA programs. The USDA is making every effort possible to get the word out about this new Farm Bill provision, says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We've deployed a variety of informational documents and online resources, including fact sheets, frequently asked questions, and brochures to help farmers understand what they need to do. We'll have more on the Farm Show Part 2 in just a moment. Illinois soybean growers and the Illinois Farm Bureau both have been very pleased that the Senate passed the Trade Promotion Authority program to keep critical U.S. trade negotiations in Europe and around the Pacific moving forward. According to Mike Levin, the Illinois Soybean Growers Director of Issues Management Analysis, it's important that the soybean growers we represent have access to the global marketplace. Global customers demand soybeans high in protein and oil, and Illinois soybean farmers can deliver. In 2012, Illinois soybean exports were worth $3.3 billion, and more than 39 Illinois companies employ people who sell Illinois soybeans overseas. Without TPA paving the way for international trade negotiations, the Illinois agriculture would not be as successful. And the Farm Bureau members rely heavily on agricultural experts for their livelihoods, so we're pleased with today's Senate vote. That statement from the Illinois Farm Bureau. Over the past 5 years, Illinois farmers and processors have exported more than $40 billion worth of made-in-Illinois corn, soybeans, feed grains, pork, beef, and other products. The USDA says every $1 billion worth of exports creates or supports nearly 8,000 full-time jobs. The passage of this bill will expand the markets, grow our economy, and help put more people to work. Not only is trade important to farmers and manufacturers in Illinois, it allows us to demonstrate leadership around the globe, and we'd like to thank Senator Mark Kirk for his support and urge the House to take up and pass their accompanying bill as soon as possible. That statement from Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Gabert Jr. regarding the Senate passage of the Trade Promotion Authority on Friday. That's part two of our farm show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.